Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, supposedly someone used my husband's card and made a charge through some website or whatever, but neither one of us did that. Supposedly it happened in May, and we were just charged a couple of days ago. It came through on our bank account. So I was calling to get this resolved.
Okay, and just to be sure, this is the correct account that was sent over. Could you verify the name and address?
Yeah, Roy Burson, 4376 Glen Gold Drive, Grove City, Ohio, 43123.
Thank you. So I see that he entered the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid back on May 12th, paying $7.95.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's right here with me, and he says, no, he did not enter any such sweepstakes that you would have to pay money to do.
Okay, could you verify the email address for me?
What is your email address?
RoyWBurson@yahoo.com.
Yeah, so the email address, and do you know that phone number that is 614-404-180?
No, that's not at all his phone number.
Okay, so the email address, the name, and the shipping address all matches, and we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you don't recall authorizing the $7.95 to enter the sweepstakes for the KitchenAid.
No, and you said it was $7.95, but the charge on my account was for $56.
Yes, ma'am. This was the sweepstakes entry where you only had to pay the $7.95 to enter the sweepstakes. And in the terms and conditions, it states within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $56.95, and that starts the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
No, he did not do that at all.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized. But if you're sure you or no one else in the house could have did this, then we can move forward with that fraud investigation.
I do not believe that anyone in my home did that.
Okay, so I am issuing you the credits pending the investigation. And if it comes back as a true case of fraud, then you should see it within 3 to 5 business days. And I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay.
C as in Charlie?
I believe it was already canceled before the membership, but I just want that $56 back.
You should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No. Thank you.
Thank you for calling the customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
363.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Jeez, Louise.
Because he placed it.